It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Wednesday, May 22nd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Cleanup efforts are underway in Charles City after the thunderstorm that rolled through town between 5 and 6 p.m. last night. That system led to a total of 3.69 inches of rain in Charles City yesterday. New Hampton received 3.12 inches of rain. Corey Speaker, the Charles City Water and Street Superintendent, says crews continue to work to clean up after last night's storms. They will make passes through town today and tomorrow to pick up piles of branches and remove trees that were taken down by the storm. They ask that all residents place piles of branches along the curb line in piles for pickup. Speaker also notes there are still numerous power lines and power poles down. Please leave all cones and barricades that are blocking streets in place until repairs are made and they are removed by the proper personnel. Speaker also says thank you to all the city department crews, county dispatch, and all the city residents that helped the city and their neighbors last night. It's great to see the community come together. Wildwood Golf Course is closed today because of trees coming down and flooding in parts of the golf course yesterday. The city says right now the Cedar River is expected to crest around 12 feet this evening, which is at the low end for possible minor flooding. At that point, Brackett Street may close, but all other streets should be open. Other storm damage reports from last night, according to the National Weather Service, power lines blown over and grain bin destroyed near St. Ansgar. Damage is reported throughout the town in Marble Rock with 1-inch tree limbs broken, shingles blown off. In Greene, Butler County Emergency Management reported trees blown onto a house west of Greene near the intersection of 110th Street and Keystone Avenue. West Union, trees and power lines down, including a tree down on a house. Also trees and power lines down in Elgin. In Fayette, 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts knocked down trees near town there. And a wind gust of 66 miles per hour was measured in Monona in Clayton County last night. A Northeast Iowa woman arrested in a drug bust last week was also wanted in connection with the drug-related death of her four-month-old daughter almost 2 years ago. 34-year-old Brianna Green of Elgin is now the second person charged in the death of the infant, who was found unresponsive at a residence in Elgin on September 2, 2022. The child would be pronounced dead at Palmer Hospital in West Union. In August of last year, the girl's father, 38-year-old Joshua Kristen of Postville, was charged with child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony, and Green now faces the same charge. Kristen was convicted earlier this month and has been sentenced to serve a prison term not to exceed 50 years. According to the criminal complaints, Kristen and Green knowingly acted in a manner that caused the death of the infant by asphyxiation. An autopsy showed she had meth in her system at the time of death. Green is now being held in the Fayette County Jail on $150,000 cash or surety bond. When the Fayette County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol executed a narcotics warrant on a residence in Claremont last Friday, Green was arrested for possession of controlled substances, as well as four counts of possession of prescription pills. Also arrested were 40-year-old Shane Howard of Wadena and 36-year-old Michael McCallan of West Union. Both face multiple drug possession and drug trafficking charges after law enforcement recovered enough meth and marijuana worth an estimated street value of $15,000. Authorities in Northeast Iowa have been unable to locate a man who went missing over the weekend while kayaking. The Winnesha County Sheriff's Office received a report early Sunday afternoon of a missing 39-year-old male who was alone when he launched his kayak onto the Upper Iowa River around 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Missing is Justin Limkeman, whose last known location was on the river near the Freeport area around 6 p.m. Saturday evening. A capsized kayak and several items belonging to Limkeman were located in the middle of the river just below the upper dam. WCSO, Decorah Fire Department, Winnesha County Emergency Management, and Iowa DNR continued search and recovery efforts throughout Monday and Tuesday. Despite the use of a jet boat, sonar, and drone technology, and help from Christian Aid Ministries' search and rescue team out of Illinois, search efforts were unsuccessful. According to Facebook posts by Limkeman's sister, Sarah Klegas, the area below that dam is very, very rough and full of debris, including rebar, large chunks of wood, and trees, making it unsafe for divers to enter the water. It was also too dangerous for excavation equipment. Klegas says it's believed that her brother may have fallen asleep in the kayak before it likely went over the dam. In an update last night, Klegas said they would meet with law enforcement today to determine their next steps. A former North Iowa priest charged with sexually abusing altar boys in the 1980s is out of jail after posting bail of $500,000. Father Lee O'Reilly faces five counts of second-degree sexual abuse and was being held in Dubuque County on $100,000 bond for each count for a total bond of $500,000. Riley is accused of abusing young boys during his time with the Archdiocese of Dubuque in the 1980s. Riley later moved to Florida in the early 2000s. The defense is slated for a bond review hearing next Wednesday, May 29th, for possible reduction of Riley's bail, but also requested an expedited hearing to take up the matter on an earlier basis. However, on Monday, Riley's $500,000 bail was posted, and he was released from Dubuque County Jail. He is due in court today for a preliminary hearing. Father Riley's assignment history included Immaculate Conception Church in Charles City from 1986 to 1990. From 1982 through 1999, he also served at parishes in Cresco, Schley, Roseville, Buffalo Center, Woden, Forest City, Lake Mills, Claremont, Postville, Doherty, Rockford, and Rockwell. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.